Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So pretty much we all, I say we all of us in this area saw the pictures. We heard the stories. We heard the reports about this huge fire in Penn Hills yesterday. It was right on Frankstown Road at what is called the Churchill Plaza. So we know it took its toll on the physical, the people who were actually there fighting the fire. But the toll, in fact, may go much deeper than any of us realized. Tyler Tomasino has put together a GoFundMe page for just that reason, to help these fire departments. Tyler joins us this morning. Hey, Tyler.
Hi, good morning, Lynn. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Good. So tell me the backstory on this. I mean, do you live in Penn Hills? What is your connection first to this?
Yeah, so I do live in Penn Hills, and I've lived here just about all my life. And after witnessing all the hard work and dedication, not just yesterday, but, you know, all the time by the firefighters and our fire department, and when I say we, this isn't just an effort by myself. This is through This Is Penn Hills, which is a website, and through Alan Waldron and Melissa Waldron, who run This Is Penn Hills. We decided to put this fundraiser together to try to help the fire departments out. We know that they can use any donation they get, and we thought every dollar counts. And after everybody witnessing that tragedy unfold at the Churchill Center, we thought, what better time than now to try to help the department with donations.
With donations. So this is not necessarily in response to specific things that happened yesterday, just looking at the big picture. Like, I know a couple of weeks ago, we were telling people that their volunteer fire departments needed water donations.
Yeah, I actually saw that. I saw that same thing as well on social media and then on the news. So this isn't necessarily directly in response to the Churchill Center fire, but after we saw the massive response and how long the firefighters worked tirelessly to fight that, you know, what seemed like a never-ending fire, and we saw, not only did we see it in our community, but it was all over the news, so everybody was able to witness it. We thought, what better time than now to try to help the fire department?
Indeed. So you came up with a goal of $12,000.
Correct.
And so There are a number of fire companies that you would split this money between.
Yeah, so the way we got that number is, so This Is Penn Hills website has a certain amount of followers. And we thought if everybody, all those followers, just gave $5, which is a really minimal amount, that we'd be able to give each of our six fire departments a $2,000 donation to use however they see fit. Run day-to-day operations, purchase water or Gatorade, or, you know, repair equipment, however they see fit.
So, I mean, $5, who can't give $5?
That's what we thought, too.
Now, or let me back up. Who won't give $5? I won't say who can't. Who won't give $5?
Well, that's what we thought, too. And $5 really isn't a lot of money. And what we've seen over the last 24 hours is actually most people are donating more than $5. We've had donations as high as $100, which is fantastic.
Now, where are you in your fundraising? When I last checked, I saw you were around $1,650.
I believe when I checked this morning, that's about where it was.
Okay. All right. And so are you going to keep this up until you reach that $12,000 goal?
We're going to keep this up as long as the GoFundMe has some restrictions about how long you can let a fundraiser go for. So we're going to let it go for as long as possible. And then maybe depending on how successful it is, maybe we work with the fire department to try to do this again in the future. I mean, you can always, we certainly encourage people to donate directly to the fire department if they can. That's obviously the easiest route to go.
Mm-hmm.
But GoFundMe is also maybe a more simple route. You don't have to mail a check. You just click on a link and charge it to your debit or credit card.
Well, and you know what? I was one of the things that I learned yesterday as we went through this story, that I was surprised to learn that Penn Hills' fire department was in fact a volunteer fire department. I never saw that coming, if you will.
I think a lot of people are under that, would agree with what you said. A lot of people we talk to find it surprising that all of our departments are volunteer. And actually, if you look across the whole area, most of the departments in the Pittsburgh area are volunteer. There's very few that are fully staffed by paid firefighters.
Well, and I think that also changes the conversation when you talk about seven people being injured. Now, the good news is none of them are life-threatening injuries, but I understand that one firefighter has burns on his head, his hands. I mean, they are injured, and if they work full-time jobs, this could be a problem.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't know. I only know about the injuries from what I've learned through the news,
uh-huh.
But we're very fortunate that nobody was seriously injured, but you're right that there could be, you know, a volunteer firefighter getting injured responding to a fire could certainly, you know, face implications in their own job. How do they afford to take time off of work?
Sure, and you know, we don't always like to talk about it, but there are still a lot of jobs in this area and across the country. If you don't come to work, you don't get paid. There is no paid sick time. There is no paid sick leave, and that could be a challenge as well.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
All right.
You know, we're very fortunate that we didn't have, any worse situation than what we found yesterday.
Life-threatening indeed. So give us the GoFundMe page information.
So the GoFundMe, the title of it is Support Penn Hills Volunteer Fire Department. And you can search it on GoFundMe that way. The link is also available it's on the top of the This Is Penn Hills website. It's thisispennhills.com.
Okay, and just to repeat so that some of our listeners, in case they joined us late, they're going to say, well, I don't necessarily want it to go to one fire company. You're looking at splitting this among a total of six volunteer fire companies, correct?
Yeah, we would like to split whatever total amount we're able to raise, we'd like to split it between the six fire companies. We think that's, you know, the fairest route to go. If you are interested in donating directly to the fire company that serves your neighborhood, then you can certainly, we would highly suggest that you donate directly to your fire department. That's the most direct route to go.
Awesome. Tyler, thanks so much. Tyler Tomasino, we appreciate you. And I'm sure the volunteer fire departments appreciate you as well.
Thanks, Lynn, for having us on. We appreciate it.
Indeed. Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.